Lichens cover the Nooshigak Peninsula. They range from mottled green and gray to yellow and brown, spreading in moss-like patches across the tundra. But as the peninsula caribou herd multiplies, that lichen cover, which used to be thick and lush, is shrinking.
It's decreasing at an increasing rate. That has us concerned.
That's Andy Aderman, a biologist with the Togiak Wildlife Refuge. He's holding a hefty textbook, Lichens of North America, and he started by reading a few basic facts. Lichens can be found in almost every environment on Earth and on every kind of surface.
Soil, rocks, and tree bark to the backs of living insects.
What the heck?
A lot of people refer to lichens, at least the lichens that caribou like, as caribou moss, but it's not really a moss.
Lichens aren't actually plants. They're photosynthetic composites of algae and fungi. If they're overgrazed, they can take decades to regrow. Nooshigak Peninsula lichens weren't always fodder for caribou. In fact, for much of the past two centuries, there were almost no caribou on the peninsula at all. Biologists aren't sure what happened to them, but in the 1980s, managers decided it was time to bring them back. When they did so, in 1988, lichens were widespread, and their cover was also taller and denser. But as the Nooshigak herd has thrived, that cover has thinned. The warm weather also means that hunting conditions are poor, so there's less of a check on the population. Ideal hunting largely depends on two things: frozen rivers and enough snow cover for snow goats to move easily across the tundra.
That's been a challenge, and really five of the last eight winters have not been very good. And that was, you know, when the numbers were high and there's a lot of mouse down there eating lichens and other stuff. And, you know, our intentions were good, but it just didn't work out. I think that's part of the reason.
Locals hunt caribou on the peninsula, but in the past it's been difficult for them to access the herd. Last winter, only three caribou were reported harvested, taken by hunters that flew into the area. Moses Toyokak Sr. is the mayor of Manicotic, one of the communities closest to the peninsula.
It used to be good when there was lots of snow and colder weather, but then currently we've been having a mild winter and some places are pretty dangerous to go across, and I wouldn't recommend going down if you don't know the terrain down there.
Warm winters are also changing the ecology of the peninsula, making it more difficult for lichens to replenish themselves. Kyle Jolly is a wildlife biologist with the National Park Service.
Snow acts as a protectant from wind abrasion and trampling. So if there's less snow on the ground, lichens could be crushed by caribou. They also, you know, obviously be more accessible and could be eaten that way. When they dry out, they become very brittle, and so they fracture very easily.
As the summers warm, they are also increasingly susceptible to wildfire. Unlike grazing, fires completely destroy lichens, and that means it could take them more than a century to regrow. This begs the question, what happens to the Nooshigak caribou if the lichens are gone? For Alaska's Energy Desk in Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.